estrada chegou ao fim, onde o fim da tarde é lilás, onde o mar arrebenta em mim o lamento de tantos ares. Invadiu o meu coração, de repente me encheu de paz, como se o vento de um tufão arrancasse meus pés do chão, onde eu já não me enterro mais. A paz fez o mar da revolução invadir meu destino, a paz, como aquela grande explosão, uma bomba sobre o Japão, fez nascer o Japão da paz. Eu pensei em mim, eu pensei em ti, eu chorei por nós. Que contradição, só a guerra faz nosso amor em paz. Eu vim parar na beira do cais, onde a estrada chegou ao fim, onde o fim da tarde é lilás, onde o mar arrebenta em mim o lamento de tantos ais.
Thank you. You know I love the applause. Thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, thank you. You can sit down now. Oh, no, really, really. It's too much. All right, we are listening to Gilberto Gil, A Paz, from Gilberto Gil Acoustic, the name of the album. Before that, Bebel Gilberto, Carabejo. And we're going to hear some more. We're going to have her River Song, and then we're going to have Cat Mills' River Song, because I just liked the segue. Before that, Gilberto Sampa and Clannad, someone called about that. Theme from Harry's Game is the name of the tune, and it was from the Celtic Heartbeat Collection. And before that, Clannad with Nen Sa Milgar off the Celtic Tapestry album. We heard Andy M. Stewart and Menis Looney, Brit Och Ni Mal from the Gaelic Voices CD. So we were there in the Irish and Scottish there for a while. Coming out of that, going into some Americana. You're listening to Skylights. I'll be with you until 2:30. And this is WUVT 90.7 Blacksburg. I'll be with you until 2:30, and then you want to stay tuned for Talk at the Table. We have an excellent Sunday lineup for you here today. You want to stay tuned. Keep us in with the new spring schedule, which starts tomorrow.
Praia, meu braço espalhado em praia, e o mar na palma da mão. Thank you.
taking it on the way. What you gonna do when the river runs dry? I guess I have to pack up and leave my home. What you gonna do when the wintertime comes, when the harvest fades and the soil gets hard? You've been jumping like a rabbit in the noonday sun. Every moment.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
That alarm clock goes like it does most every morning. I don't feel near as bad as the things I've been through. I'm a work in progress, lots of room for improvement, but I'm a whole lot better on account of you. Pour me a cup, I thumb through the paper, it sets me to thinking, what's this world coming to? Bad as it is, it's not as bad as it could be. It's a whole lot better on account of you. Lord, I know, as sure as I know anything, and no one does it all. That the neediest people are the last ones to ask you for help. Some things you're born knowing, some you only learn from living. I miss a lot of them, but I picked up a few. I'm a little more patient, a little more understanding. I'm a whole lot better on account of you. On account of you. This morning, I find myself searching for some good that I can do. Maybe someday I'll hear it from a friend or from a stranger. It's a whole lot better on account of you. It's a work in progress. Lots of room for improvement, but it's a whole lot better on account of you.
Baby, let me sit you down. You look so troubled and I think I know. Just when you think you'll come around, there you go. I know the business of the heart. It's gonna get you any way it can. You need someone to walk with in the dark. I'm your man. Cause I go to the trouble like a magnet. That's where I'll be. The trouble is just a place to sing. It's what you need. Like you're in jail. Then all at once you're halfway out the door, with one foot dancing and one foot nailed to the floor. Chasing those circles in the ground. The same old shit is still the same old lie. Just when you think you've got it down, then you're gonna watch it fly. Trouble like a light or like a dare. And trouble is like a friend to me. It'll always be there. Make your peace. Give me some credit for the hell I've paid. This world's a blessing and a beast every day. So come on and let me show you how. The less you know, the more I comprehend. And you don't have to drag me down, I descend. Trouble and I like it. That's where I'll be. Trouble is just like love. If it's half the way, it's all I can see. And it's just what you need.
I know my voice is small. differences are great. So far, sounding off is the only way I found to participate. I said, do you? I said, do you? Tell me, do you? Do you ask for what you want? Do you ask for what you want? Do you ask for what you want? Do you? I want streets full of bicycles. I want cars with grass where the engine should be. And I want a big old hole in the middle of every goddamn TV. When I have all the money in the world, I will buy every billboard that I can and erase every tiny half-naked woman with a shitty beer in her hand. I know my voice is small and that our differences are great, but so far sounding off is the only way I've found to participate. I said, do you?
I said, do you?
Okay, that about does it for me. Thought I'd give you one more reading of the weather and also letting you know what you were listening to. And, of course, you are listening to all this great music on WUVT 90.7 Blacksburg. My name is Ariel, and this is the end of the Skylights show, but you want to stay tuned for Talk at the Table with Andy Morikawa coming up next. You were listening to, just now, The Funk from the Gypsy Moths, one of my favorite girl voices. We did male and female voices, in case you were wondering what the theme was today. Before that, Sean Colvin, Trouble, off the live album Mac McAnally, On Account of You, Down by the River, the name of the CD, Bebel Gilberto, Every Day You've Been Away. See, there was a little kind of like On Account of You, Every Day You've Been Away. There was a little theme there going on. Cat Mills, River Runs Dry, from Long Time, the name of the CD, and Bebel Gilberto again. Excuse me. Gilberto again, from a River Song, off the Bebel Gilberto album. I'll be with you next week from 1 to 2:30 with Skylights on WUVT 90.7, music for everyone. Thank you for tuning us in and making us a part of your Sunday. Stay tuned for Andy Morikawa coming up next with Talk at the Table.
Thank you. and welcome to Talk at the Table. I'm your host, Andy Morikawa. We're coming to you from the studios of WUBT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg. We are student-operated, listener-supported radio. Our studios are in Squire Student Center on the campus of Virginia Tech. Talk at the Table is where community stories come alive, the discourse is civil, and the guests are all our neighbors. Our neighbor today is Michael Anthony Williams. He is a visiting instructor in the Department of Theater and Cinema here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. We've got a wonderful afternoon outlined and a lot of territory to cover in our brief hour here on Talk at the Table. I first met you at a neighborhood neighborhood institution, which is Gillies.
Yes.
And I was there having breakfast with my breakfast group that includes Josiah Tlo. And Josiah, I think, is on an advisory board for the Actors Theater of Blacksburg.
Yes.
And we were sitting there in breakfast talking about things, and you walked in with your daughter. And he looked over and he pointed to you and he said, "You need to talk to him for your radio show." And I said, "Okay." And, you know, we got up and introduced ourselves to one another. And here we are. And it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
How about starting off just talking a little bit about the Actors Theater of Blacksburg? And you've had a number of events recently, most recently, I think, Looking Over the President's Shoulder and then the performance of Persephone.
Yes, I've been busy. The Actors Theater of Blacksburg, we just did our debut production of Looking Over the President's Shoulder in December. And it's a new professional theater company, Blacksburg's first in its history. And what we wanted to do was produce high-level, high-quality professional theater for the residents of Blacksburg and the New River Valley. I've been a professional actor for 23 years and plied my way on the stages, regional stages around the country, and as well as some television and film work. And I have a young daughter who's 5 years old, who is the light of my life. And I didn't want to have to leave Blacksburg anymore to perform. I've been on stage in Albany. I've been on stage in D.C. since I've been here teaching, and it's tough. It's very difficult to leave Margarita for a long period of time. So started thinking about this Actors Theater of Blacksburg notion my second year at Virginia Tech, and it took me a while to put the pieces together. And my partner and I, Tom Reed, we moved very slowly and carefully. And so here we are. And this theater company is my way of giving back to the community of Blacksburg for welcoming Margarita and I to the community and to the university community. And I'm excited. We have a few events coming up that I'm really excited about, and I'm planning season two as we speak. So here we go.
Right, and on February the 5th, you've got the Improv Throwdown.
Yes.
Coming. Tell us about that.
I spent some time, about 3.5 years, at Second City Theater Company in Chicago early in my career, and I studied with some amazing people. I studied with Del Close, Martin Harvey Friedberg, Keith Johnstone, some amazing, amazing improvisationists. And I wanted to reach out to improvisation groups in the region, bring them together, teach this long-form improvisation performance piece, The Herald, that Del Close created, and then see if they could grasp the concepts, turn it around in an afternoon, and perform The Herald later on that evening in front of a live audience. And so the notion of competition and a throwdown came naturally, and so here we go. So if you can hear us out there, improv groups, climb online, www.actorstheaterofblacksburg.org, and register for the throwdown, because if you miss it, it's your fault.
This is going to be the place to be on February the 5th.
Yes, the Lyric Theater.
Talk to me about improv. What is the heart and nature of improvisation?
Improvisation is the purest form of acting, and it demands a level of confidence. It demands a level of vulnerability that scares a lot of actors. I wanted to get into Second City to learn, and I wanted to learn this art of improvisation, because I felt like, as a dramatic actor, all the shows that I've done, there have been many situations where people didn't make an entrance or forgot a line or a musical cue didn't happen. And being able to improvise at that moment so comfortably has given me a lot more confidence as an actor and a lot more strength as an actor. So teaching improvisation scares people because no one really wants to be vulnerable. No one really, especially my students, they feel like they don't have the capacity to be spontaneous. When I juxtapose it against their regular life and show them that they're spontaneous all day, every day, they laugh, but they can't seem to put those two together. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that Del Close said that I will never forget, he told us life was improvisation. And when you think about it, it truly is, because you can plan things as meticulously as you want, but inevitably something happens that's out of your control and you have to change your plan. And in essence, that's improvising on what you designed.
And yet we don't think of it like that in the sense.
No. And when you ask someone to improvise, they freeze up and get really nervous. But we improvise every day.
And so when you talked about the long form,
yes,
of improvisation, and you called it the Herald,
yes,
what does that mean?
Del created this thing, and basically it's a performance piece that involves scenes that are created, songs that are created, blackouts, like instant moments for comedy or for emphasis, and then scenes are revisited, time traveled, and you get a suggestion from the audience and you start as far away from it as you possibly can, and through scene work and songs and monologues and these little moments, heightened moments, you create an original piece that finds its way back to that topic. And unless everyone in that group is trusting and listening and supporting each other through these techniques of improvisation, it can be a brutal performance.
So it really, I'm imagining that it demands total presence.
Total presence in the moment.
Listening. And really trusting yourself.
Trusting yourself and everyone around you.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's very difficult to get really high level quality performance, because if one person is not at that level, that energy is going to bring the whole thing down.
Yeah. What is it about acting? I don't even know how to ask the question. There's some special quality of being that we experience when we're in theater. And it's a presence and a way of being that we know it when we see it. And I imagine people in the audience may think, oh, well, anybody can get up and do that. And we know that is not the case.
Well, I guess I remember being very, very young, maybe 4 or 5. And I'm the youngest of 6 kids. And I remember looking up one day, doing something silly around my brothers and sisters and watching them laugh, react to what I had done. And I think I realized then that was my first audience. And I loved them. Of course, they're my brothers and sisters, but I loved that moment. And even while playing sports in high school and in college, I loved that juice of playing in front of people and being in front of people. But being on stage, there is nothing like it. And being able to climb into someone else and fully bring that person to life, it's a gift. I honestly believe it's a gift, and I try to hone that gift as much as I possibly can. But I have to tell you, it's magical. It truly is.
So for the work that you're now doing here in Blacksburg,
yes,
at Virginia Tech in the theater department, you're teaching acting.
Yes.
And I think you told me that you're teaching 3 sections of acting.
Of intro to acting for non-majors.
For non-majors?
Yes.
Why do non-majors take acting?
Well, quiet as it's kept, a lot of them still want to act. But they're listening to mom and dad, and they're studying biology and mechanical engineering. Yeah. It's amazing to me the talent that I see in these classes. And that's been since day one here at Virginia Tech. And I've taught at other universities before, and the non-majors are really open to the instruction, and I have a lot of fun. I mean, it's not like the majors aren't open to the instruction, but I'm always surprised at how open the non-majors are to the instruction.
What's a class like when you teach it? You stand up and lecture and do a...
No
PowerPoint presentation?
No. I know. You know, I try to teach the way I would have liked to have been taught. And I remember my intro to acting class at Beloit College, and this is not a slight against Beloit College, but we would read the books, the textbooks, and then we'd come in to class and just regurgitate what we read. And there was very little acting going on. I remember saying then, as a freshman, if I ever think about going into higher education, my classes, intro to acting, you're going to act. You're going to get up. So I only lecture maybe twice in the course of a whole semester in that particular class. The students are up on their feet. They're acting. that's what they came to me for. So they get up and we act, and we improvise first, and then we go into some scene work with scripts in hand, and then we graduate to fully memorized scenes, and then we head up the mountain to the apex for monologues, because a lot of the students, they're required to take this area course, but a lot of them come to this class challenging themselves to get over anxiety about being up in front of people and public speaking.
Have they typically acted in high school?
Some have. Mm-hmm. There have been some who have done an amazing amount of work. I mean, I pride myself in trying to get some of these kids back into the department, because there are some kids who have have a nice body of work in high school but are being conservative. My parents changed my major from theater arts to economics during Christmas break of my freshman year. They called the university and changed my major because they did not agree with me wanting to be a professional actor. So I understand these kids and the non-majors. I understand what they're going through. And I've had to do some sit-downs with some parents and tell them that there is a way to make a living in this if you work hard, just like anything else. If you work hard and chart a course.
Yeah, and going back to Actors Theater of Blacksburg, what's in store for the year? We talked about the Improv Throwdown.
Throwdown, February 5th. March 14th, we're trying to nail down a fundraising concert. Some friends of mine and colleagues in the arts, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, South African a cappella multiple Grammy Award winning group. We're trying to get them to come and do a fundraiser for us. And then May 14th, 15th, opening weekend of Pulitzer Prize winning piece, Top Dog Underdog, written by Susan Laurie Parks, opens at the Lyric. And that will run two weekends in a row, 14th, 15th, 21st, and 22nd. Two shows on Saturday, 2 and 7, and a 2 o'clock matinee on Sunday, both weekends. Mm-hmm.
And then do you have acting classes?
We have acting classes starting January 22nd. I'll be teaching two classes, acting for the stage and improvisation. And those classes will be held at 130 Jackson Street, Saturday mornings. Go on our website and get the details, but there are only certain number of slots available. And these classes are open to the public, and that's one of the reasons that Actors Theater of Blacksburg was created, is to reach out to the town and to the residents.
To the community.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And to do it in the community and not...
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And if somebody wants to sign up for a class, they just go to the website? Is that
go to the website, www.actorstheaterofblacksburg.org.
Right, very good. And anything else that is coming up?
Well, we're planning our next season, and we've got some secrets we're holding on to. But definitely going to be producing some Athel Fugard next season. And I'm even considering doing a full season of Fugard. Just reached out this weekend to some of my artists. Family in D.C., designers and directors and actors, and trying to get a bead on who might be available before I make these decisions. Great director who lives in PR in Puerto Rico now, Jose Carrasquillo. Just heard from him yesterday. He directed me and Jesus Hop the A-Train in the D.C. area back in 2004. I'm trying to get him to come down and possibly even remount that show. So it's electric right now. These decisions are going to have to be made soon, and I'm getting ready to huddle the company and have them help me make those decisions.
Wonderful, wonderful. We're going to take a short break and take a listen to Ladysmith Black Mombazo, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Netemba. Netemba wantu banithuthi namhlanje nonke senibonile uthi lokhu kusondana kwenu nodwa ngeke kwanisandawo ngempela lokhu kusondana kwenu nodwa kufaka izitha zenu phakathi
kwenu
Ngiyethemba abantu bakithi ukuthi namhlanje nonke senibonile ukuthi lokhu kusondana kwenu nodwa ngeke kwanisandawo ngempela lokhu kusondana kwenu nodwa kufaka izitha zenu phakathi kwenu
Godwa
We're back. You're listening to Talk at the Table. I'm your host, Andy Morikawa, and you're listening to Talk at the Table. We're coming to you from the studios of WUVT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg on the campus of Virginia Tech and Squire Student Center. And we're here with our guest, Michael Anthony Williams, and we've been talking about theater, and about the Actors Theater of Blacksburg and a full spring and summer schedule for them. Check them out on their website. Michael Anthony, I want to talk now about your career as an actor. And how did you get into theater? You started off in economics.
Well,
your major was economics, you were saying.
Yeah, I actually started acting in church, in the Christmas shows at church, and loved it. And started doing some stuff in school. And my parents, they realized early on that this is something that I was really, really into. But they're very conservative. My mom was gone, but dad is still here. And very conservative folks from Alabama. And major emphasis on education. And, you know, in their day, there weren't many, if any, opportunities for African-American males to be on television. So to them, I think they thought it was a far-flung notion. And but I persevered. I worked a safe life after undergrad for a little while and then started dabbling again while living in Boston. Started doing a little improvisation and then started studying. And right around 28, I said, this is it. And I took the coat and tie off and quit my job, sold everything I had in Boston and moved to Chicago. And with the sole goal at that point of getting into Second City and studying improvisation.
Mm-hmm. And now you're here, mm-hmm. and a seasoned actor. What's the goal in your career?
I've always said that I want my body of work. You know, I grew up, I was a young child during the 60s. I integrated a very elite private school in mid-60s in Cincinnati, and it helped to integrate anyway. I always, at the very beginning of my career, I said that when I'm done with this, I want my body of work to challenge the way people look at African-American males. And the African-American males I saw on TV when I was a kid were all hard luck. They were druggies. They, you know, the shows I watched, Moving On Up, you know, you never got out of the ghetto or, you know. And I thought that was a travesty.
Hmm.
I knew I would have to play some of those roles to get to where I wanted, and I did. But after a while, I stopped, and it probably hamstrung my career for a little while. Got rid of some agents because of it. But my manager now, Susu Stanton, is top-notch, and she understands. And we've been getting choice roles just because of her and her acumen, but also, you know, producers are starting to see that there are opportunities for African-American males to take care of these dramatic roles. And you're seeing more of them now. But this is 23 years later. So I just want my body of work on stage and on film to challenge what people think.
Yeah. You were on a great series a while ago called The Wire.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure folks in our audience remember that. Just a wonderful series. What was that like being on The Wire?
It was unbelievable. I mean, just being around the pros and just, you know, feeling like family and, you know, Andre Brower, Edie Falco, Clark Johnson. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And just, you know, and just feeling like I deserved to be there. And I think as an actor, you, regardless of what level you get to, you quietly, at some point, sometimes you question whether you should be, you know, am I supposed to be here? And as I've gotten older and more steeped in the business, I don't let that question linger any longer. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've worked extremely hard to get to where I am, and I'm very proud of the body of work I've put together, and I still got, hopefully, Lord willing, you know, a couple more decades to do some damage.
Do you go back and look at
no.
watch?
No.
No, you don't?
No. No, I can't.
Why is that?
Well, you know, I'm a perfectionist, and I tried to watch every stage, every major Equity House that you perform in. They film one version of a performance just for their